This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to ban certain types of semi-automatic weapons failed at the state legislature early this morning. Hundreds of people came to testify for and against the policy, sharing stories of violence and fears about lost rights. In the end, a legislative committee rejected the ban by a single vote, with three Democrats joining the panel's Republicans in opposition. A separate package of stricter gun laws is on its way to passing. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on whether a Colorado man convicted of stalking in 2016 should have been protected by the First Amendment. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At issue is whether the man who sent thousands of messages to singer-songwriter Coles Whalen was actually threatening her. She was fearful of her life and hired a bodyguard and bought a gun because of those messages. The man's attorney argued to the high court he never intended for those messages to be threatening, and that imprisoning someone for speech is a slippery slope. How the court will rule is still uncertain, but a simple majority of the justices seemed poised to change Colorado's standard on how it convicts people for stalking. A ruling is expected in the next 2 months. I'm Allison Sherry in Washington, D.C.
Workers at the largest potato plant on Colorado's eastern plains say they weren't given proper notice of a mass layoff. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The group of former employees at ProHealth say the company fired them suddenly from its plant in Ray in 2021 and replaced them with seasonal visa workers. Many large employers in Colorado are required to give a 60-day notice of mass layoffs, which the workers claim ProHealth did not. The group's new lawsuit in U.S. District Court seeks pay and benefits for the two-month notice they should have gotten, as well as interest. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's mountain snow today and for the next few days, and a chance for snow this evening around Metro Denver and in Grand Junction. Front range highs will be close to 50. Grand Junction close to 50 this afternoon. In Vail, highs near 30. This is CPR News.